Mike O'Hara, DetroitLions.com, senior columnist, insider when it comes to the Lions and the NFL. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing good, Huge, but just one request from you, okay?
Yes.
Don't ask me to do the worst losses in Lions history because I'm going to be in bed before midnight.
That's what I just said when I told people to think about it. I think it was before Superfly put you on the phone. I said, if I went through the worst losses in Lion history, I will not get to any guests, any other commentary, no Ryder Cup, no Michigan, no Michigan State, nothing. Wow. I mean, Mike, you have been around. We're not going to go through all the losses.
No.
But that one yesterday, because it didn't have playoff meaning, it didn't have you're going to win the NFC North or you grabbed a wild card spot. But just in the way it happened, with an NFL record field goal, where would you rank that on the biggest gut punches you've seen given to Lions fans, players, and coaches?
Well, I think it has its own category because of a couple of things, or more than a couple, but number one to me is it's this new head coach and his staff, and they're putting things together. And if you just watch, the game, you can see things are starting to develop with the team. You know, they haven't played 60 minutes of good football yet, but they've played good football in every game they've played. You go back to, like you just mentioned, the Green Bay game, when they could score early, couldn't score late, but they were making plays, getting in position to make a move and couldn't. But my point for this one is, this really would have been a payoff for a team that could use one. You can, as a head coach, you can preach all the stuff you want, and you can do all this, all these corrections and everything you do in practice, and keep coming close in games. But if you don't win, after a while, it wears you out, and you've got to have some, you know, you've got to have some support for what you do, and support comes in the form of winning. And so, this one right now, I think it's in its own category because of what, you know, Dan Campbell and his coordinators and that whole staff, what they've done. They really have changed the way this team plays football. I mean, they don't just get run over for, you know, long periods of time like they did in the last, you know, probably what, year and a half of the previous regime. Look, and no disrespect to Matt Patricia, I've said this before, it just didn't work. Maybe it'll work somewhere else, it didn't work here. But that to me is why this is different, because you're starting to get a feeling that things are turning upward for the Detroit Lions. And they still are. I mean, this play happened in the 60th minute of a 60-minute game, so it's not like they were getting trucked the whole game, but it's just a special category from that standpoint.
And again, like I said, not the moral victories type of talk show host, but if you look at that last quarter and half against the Niners, you look at that first half on the road in Lambeau, and you look at the second half yesterday, there is something there. I did like no Flowers or Collins. The defense looked quicker to the ball, and again, I'm not hammering anybody individually. It's just about trying to move this team and franchise forward. And, you know, if a guy kicks a 66-yarder to beat you, again, that only happens to the Lions Nation. It doesn't happen to any other teams.
Right.
66-yarder, NFL record. Every time we're going to see that highlight, we're going to remember where we were when Tucker hit that field goal. Amazing.
Yeah, it's just shocking. I don't think this is as bad. I mean, here we go. I'm starting to get into the listing of these things, but I don't think it's as bad as the Hail Mary against the Packers.
No, because it didn't have playoff meaning. It wasn't like this was a 7-9, you know, they're 7-9, and if they win this at 8-9, they get a wild card spot. Now that would be a bigger gut punch, but you're right that everybody is waiting for a sign. And not that, I go right back to moral victories, Michael. They're waiting for a sign to say this team is ready to make progress. And not just because they rallied late and they had it and Tucker just nailed it. Michael O'Hara, DetroitLions.com. Follow the Lions 24/7. Next up, the Bears. Michael, wanted to get your quick thoughts on that game yesterday. I know you're a busy man. Enjoy the week and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Good talking to you, Huge.